coming to you from the Sands Expo in Las Vegas. I'm Bear Duplessis with Team Cigar Coop, Bentley behind the camera as always, and I'm here at one of the most beautiful, one of the best laid out booths every single year for the trade show, except for last year, of course. We're not going to get too much into that. I'm here with the Reyes family and the Reyes extended family, Nerka Reyes and Jean-Michel Luis of De Los Reyes. How are you guys doing here?
We're great. Excited to be back and seeing a lot of smokers, retailers that we haven't seen before more than a year. So it's very exciting.
It's good to be home with friends.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then we were in jail. The jail was beaches, trees, and tobacco plants. But we were in jail.
Oh, yeah.
Some people have to suffer, Jean-Michel, and you were clearly built for it, and we're glad you made it on the other side.
Well, you can tell my suffering.
Yes. So one of the reasons that I love this booth is just the wonderful way that it's laid out. But also, you incorporate other extended family members. But then something I learned a few minutes ago was the way the walls are arranged. So that reminds you a little bit of home from where you're from. Tell us a little bit about these walls.
Yeah, the thing is that in our ganera, that's the word for where we make our cigars, where the rollers are at, we have all the primary process departments in houses that look just like these walls. It's the Victorian Dominican style that we had early on. So when you go to the Dominican Republic, you can see very colorful little houses that are made of wood, and that's what we wanted to bring, a little bit of our colorful culture, and we wanted to bring it here as well.
So when I get to visit the milk factory for the very first time, it'll be familiar territory.
Exactly.
Those are the exact dots.
You're going to see, I remember. You see, that's something that we do. You know, we bring the coffee that we give on tours. We bring the little cookies that we give on, because we're a very homey, familiar company. And that's what we always try to give.
But speaking of something familiar, but also different, you guys are releasing Tomo 7 of the wonderful short tale series that you guys put together.
That's correct.
So, Tales of the Land, Navarrete.
Navarrete.
Yes.
Navarrete is a small town a couple of miles east out of Santiago. Yeah, I should talk into the camera, right? Should I? It's better. Thank you. It is really the cradle for a lot of innovations in tobacco as of the 60s. The Reyes family had the first crop of Piloto Cubano planted, and it was a success right there in Navarrete, and there were lots of technical things around the houses of tobacco and everything, and that's where they really bloomed. They were doing tobacco for a couple of generations, but that's the place who brought the bloom. So we thought we did a volume of the short tale series would actually honor this.
Yeah, and like for my family, Navarrete is home. We have many fields in many different places in Dominican Republic, but it's so interesting to see the field that Jean-Michel told about, the Piloto Cubano, the first one where it was grown. You can see Navarrete City growing around that field. You can see it on Google Maps. You're going to see a whole white space, and that's her field. And it's such an interesting thing that her family grew that seed, and that's what her heart is from. And one of my favorite fields for certain tobaccos, right in Navarrete as well.
Jean-Michel, you were kind enough to show the pages of this.
So, I like to insist that this is a book, because sometimes you have a book-shaped box, but this is a book.
It is.
And there's actually a little story, because, you know, in the cigar industry, we talk a lot about what the story that a cigar can tell, but here we wanted to actually say something about
exactly.
The cigar. And, you know, you can make a small print on the back of the box, but when it feels like a book, it feels like a book. So we always have it summarized with explanation why we did the cigars, there is a reason, and the history going down. And then you have brought it itself, which are about pressed.
The beautiful showcase. Cigars.
Who do you care saying a few words about the cigar?
I'm very...
Ma'am now.
It's ma'am now. I'm very pleased about the cigar. We wanted to bring tradition, because that's what we try to make always with the cigars that we make. We want to give a story. It's not a marketing purpose behind it. It's just, we want to tell a story that means something to us. But we wanted to bring also modernity. So this is why the cigars are box press, or as we like to call it in the factory, mold press, actually. This is a cigar with a Nicaraguan wrapper. It has a San Vicente binder, and on the filler we have Criollo 98, we have HBA,
and Piloto Cubano from Navarrete.
Exactly. It's a beautiful cigar. It's medium. It has a nice burn. You know, it's an easy smoke. I fell in love with it like immediately. I know I'm a little bit biased, but it's true.
So this will be coming out later this year.
Exactly.
So yes.
What can our friends and consumers expect to pay for such a
beautiful addition to the short tail?
Well, we like, effectively, even though when you see the packaging, we like to stay in the comfort zone of the customer. So this will probably be retail in Texas. It will go for $9. That's
a
lot.
It's a 10 cigar box book.
Now, you talk a little bit about stories, and I'd like to take a little bit of a journey back on this side of the booth here, because we're talking about stories and why you guys pay homage to the past and the present. You also embrace the present. With a wonderful social media presence brought to you by yours truly here. And you guys have really taken advantage of some incredible hashtags. This is allowing your fans, your partners, the retailers, to really, really just engage with you all. You do engage with them. And so tell us a little bit about the hashtag series that you guys have got.
I'm just gonna talk about one hashtag. You know why? Because we can have ones divided by Golden Age, Blend Number 7, which are the lines of the saga. But the one that we push is make your own saga.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Because we believe truly that you can make your own story, and with the enjoyment of the cigars, we have so many different lines. Only in the short tails, every single book is different. So there's a cigar for everyone, and you can create your own story. I truly believe that each cigar tells you something, even you write it, but mostly when you feel it. And that's something that we embrace, because it's not about making cigars, it's about people having experiences, and that's what Make Your Own Saga is all about.
Jean-Michel Luis, Derek Reyes, thank you so much for all your time, the wonderful stories. We can't wait to come back and have some more.
And to visit us, so you can see what our walls resemble to in the factory. And you can feel that familiar vibe that we always have.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time, everybody.
Next time.